Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And it's not often we get beautiful people in Joy.
Except for all the beautiful people in Joy.
You know what I mean, though? I don't know how to get myself out of that, but they're stunningly beautiful.
Well, you've just revealed yourself to be as shallow as an ashtray, so this is good.
You know what I meant, though? We're talking, this dude's got a huge amount of followers on Instagram. He's a father, he's a fiancé, he's a fitness guru. Sam Wood, welcome
to
Joy.
Thank you, guys. What a lovely introduction.
Welcome to the show.
You don't get too many like that, do you?
No, that's right. Great to be here.
Hey, welcome. And so much has gone. We need to dissect the whole thing. A lot is happening in your life. You've got babies on the way and...
Don't start any headlines right there. No babies on the way right there. There you go. That's front page already. No, so we've our little girl Willow just turned one.
Oh, that's right.
Evie, our other little girl's in first year of high school.
What I meant is you can't stop at two. There's another one round the corner somewhere.
Well, we're getting married at the end of the year and would definitely like to have another.
You need a boy, don't you?
If you get another little girl, of course you'll love it to bits, but I would love a boy. I think it's okay to say.
We are here to talk about a million things. One of them is your program that you do, which is 28.
Yes, 28 by Sam Wood is my program. That's
and
right.
And this came after The Bachelor, yep.
It did. So I've always done fitness. So I've been a personal trainer for 17 years, went to uni, studied exercise science, all of that kind of stuff. But after The Bachelor, obviously, a lot more people knew who I was and, the power of social media and getting emails and Instagram messages and all this kind of thing saying, Sam, can you write me a program and, what's your philosophy on training and nutrition and whatever it is. So we put together a program which sort of helps people work out 28 minutes a day. So it's a 28-minute workout. You work in four-week blocks to set goals, achieve your goals, set a new goal and go again.
Why 28?
It's just, so 4 weeks.
Sounds to me great.
I've read this a lot, that people can only, their length of time that they can actually mentally cope, most people, is about half an hour of training.
Yeah, and it's that psychological barrier too. Mm. If you're trying to, logistically put aside an hour, even with the best of intentions, it often doesn't happen. Mm. And it's a slippery slope. You have, you write down what you're going to do for the week and before you know it, it's Thursday and you've done nothing. Whereas if it's under half an hour a day, you get it done, and I always say something is better than nothing, even if you get 14 minutes or 21 minutes done, and it's been really, really popular because you can do it at home. So you don't have to have a gym membership, don't need a lot of equipment, and it's cheap and easy.
And certainly for busy mums would be good to be able to fit it in
Busy mums would be our biggest market. Yeah. That would be the majority of 28ers, are women, and a lot of them are mums.
Yeah, great. Well, you can just fit that in, child's asleep for a bit, workout.
Absolutely. And all the meals are quick and easy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's all incorporated,
So you get a weekly nutrition plan. You've got vegetarian options, pescatarian options, gluten-free options. You can swap and drop meals, click a button, links to a shopping list, all this cool stuff.
That's amazing. Great. Do you meet up with any of you if these 28?
Absolutely, we do. Yeah, we have. The wonderful thing is they arrange it as well. We've got this phenomenal community of 40,000 people in this closed community on Facebook, and they organise for catch-ups. We've had people come from overseas. They get picked up from the airport by other 28ers.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
It's a village. Yeah.
It's like a cult.
It's a healthy cult. You can be obsessed with worse things than getting healthy.
I'm not sure that we need it to be a cult.
But the good thing is Christmas parties only go for 28 minutes, so they're in and out, aren't they?
That's right.
But in saying all that, look, we're going to talk a little bit about obviously The Bachelor because that's where it all started for you.
And
I mean, we hate to say that you were. I mean, I believe you probably would have done all this anyway, but massive springboard for you.
Oh, look, I'm the first to admit I wouldn't be where I am in many aspects without the show. Yeah. I mean, it was the hardest thing I've ever done. It was really full on, but I met my fiance and daughter, and now we've had another little girl.
Yeah,
and
you've got one more on the way.
And we've got one more on the way. Apparently, there's going to be a boy. And yeah, and obviously, business has gone fantastically well. Yeah, so yeah, I don't forget where I've come from.
Yeah, well, we want to talk to you about that after this next song. We want to talk to you about your. Where you've gone after The Bachelor.
Sure.
And what's currently happening with the honey?
Oh, yeah, there was a bombshell. There was a bombshell, wasn't there?
Yeah, let's talk about it next on Joy. Sam Wood just dropped in. A bit of a chatty Cathy over here.
Just cruising past.
Now, we're talking about your program's 28. It's doing remarkable things around the globe. How many people actually actively on?
So we're about 15,000 people each month, and we've had nearly 150,000 people join.
That's amazing. So. I think the movie's a little clap for that.
Thank you very much. Very, very proud of what we've done.
Not only is he good looking, he's rich.
I'm not rich, but we're changing lots of lives.
But look,
rich in experience.
Can I tell you about my fiance and two kids? I am not rich.
we've been going through the website, and it really is appealing because there's lots of different sort of fitness, food, fitness. Sort of programs out there, but yours really taps into really making it easy for people to do 28 minutes of exercise, work in some food, and get a result.
Yeah, the criticism of other programs was always they're not that flexible and they're pretty full on. Mm. You know, it's kind of this expectation that you have an hour a day, that you're super fit already, that the exercises are really high impact.
Yeah, no.
So we have low impact options, different levels. It's under half an hour, lots of choice. We have over 3,000 recipes. So if you've got a fussy taste buds or you need vegetarian or something, you can swap it over.
Yeah, and for the really incredibly busy people who don't want to cook, you've tapped into another lot who do the foods.
We're partnered up with a company called Thrive, which makes these awesome protein-rich healthy meals, and if you want to get ready-made meals delivered, you can swap in lunches and dinners.
Amazing.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, all about convenience.
That's very convenient.
I think it sounds amazing. I reckon we tap into this, but I want to ask you some questions about, obviously, you know, we've just wound up another season of The Bachelor.
Yes.
And were you number two? Were you
I was
the second?
Number three. You're number I was number three.
Because so, you so don't 3 years ago. First two. Who were the two dudes?
Tim's done pretty well. Tim's a good guy. Tim's a good guy.
Oh, yeah, good.
He's a good guy.
That's good. And who was the next one?
Well, Blake was
next. Oh, no.
Blake was
a villain.
They're your words and not mine.
Well, I'm a long time watcher of the show. He was a villain.
And then you came along. And then the guy who's. Look, your career has taken a massive. Like, it's just gone crazy after The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And you even say that it's one of those things, had you not done, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always had a great gym and you know, had okay business success, but it's really helped for sure.
What do you think of this season just gone and the Honey Badger? Now, he's copping flack for not...
He is, isn't he? Which I think is a bit rough, to be honest.
I think it's
everyone
rough
loved
too.
Him until last Thursday and people have turned on him.
Sorry for him, but because the thing is, if you're one of the girls, you don't want him to pick you just because it's on a... do you know what I mean? I mean, I feel sorry for them.
Same.
But he's done the right thing for everyone involved. Yeah. And I can't believe he's getting really ridiculed for it badly.
No, I mean, everyone gets very, very emotionally invested while they watch the show, which I totally understand. But I think you're right, Anna. I think as much as I do feel for the girls, that would have been really hard for them to go all that way and for them that to happen, it would have felt quite empty, I guess. But
what was
he couldn't choose someone just for the sake of choosing someone. That wasn't the right thing to do either, and it was pretty brave what he did, I think.
Being through that scenario yourself. So were you super clear? Like you knew you were.
Yeah.
And apparently Tim, I heard one of the producers talking and they said it was really hard to get him to go on other dates because he just wanted to go on dates with Anna the whole time. So he was very clear as well. So clearly Honey Badger couldn't make his mind up and didn't want to do the wrong thing by anyone.
You never know how it all kind of played out, but that's definitely how it looked. I mean, Snej and I were watching it and our jaws dropped and
we were just like,
we think we kind of get how this is all going to pan out and neither of us saw that coming.
Do you still sit there sometimes and go, it's kind of weird that we met on a TV show?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's not normal, is it?
I mean, we our close mates and family give us plenty of stick about it.
We think it's remarkable and awesome that it's all happened and you've had kids and all that kind of stuff, but it's really just so not normal.
Universe.
It's not a...
I mean, we're both pretty, I guess, in tune that when we both went on it, we didn't think we would meet the person we would spend the rest of our lives with. We were kind of like, it'd be wonderful if you meet someone, great, but let's be real. What are the chances of meeting someone like this that you even last 6 months with, let alone get but married and have children.
Yeah, you do it like, for the experience because it's what an experience. Yeah, obviously.
Absolutely. I mean, Snej had never been away from Evie, who was 9 at the time, in their life. They'd never spent a night apart.
Oh, she thought she'd be gone for so hard.
Oh, so hard. She thought she'd be away for a week. She'd be home and it'd be a funny story.
How long was it?
And she was away for 14 weeks.
Wow.
Wow.
And came back with me.
Okay. Made it so, worth it.
Yeah. She's viewing for her.
It was Evie's idea that she went on the show, so it all worked out.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really nice.
That is good. Well, listen, really we've got to go because we've got news and stuff coming up, but good luck with 28. I think it's really great. I think it's you're doing a remarkable thing, and I think it's more than just fitness for you, isn't it? It's actually really about changing people's lives across the board.
I've got the best job in the world. Getting up each day, sending videos, answering questions, helping people is really the best job in the world.
And are you going to start 28?
I think I'm thinking about it. Yeah,
we're getting it back from Bali.
Well, this is what we'll do. We'll give you a membership for your birthday tomorrow, Anna. So happy birthday. Best traffic report I've ever heard. And thank you very much for having me.
Oh, awesome. You're a fabulous
Thank you, Sam.
Fella.
Thanks
look,
very much.
Just so nice. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Sam. You're enjoy.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.